It's time for Inside Sports Medicine on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket with your host, Dr. Tio Soriao, orthopedic surgeon and medical director of Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group. Get your sports medicine questions ready and call 888-787-1310.
Good Saturday morning, everyone. Good Saturday morning, and welcome to Inside Sports Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. T.O. Soriao, live in the studio, episode number 810. This is your sports medicine current events show where the topics are ripped right off of the sports desk. Over the next 2 hours, you're going to be informed, entertained, and hopefully learn something new. You will be able to call in. I'll give out the number, I promise. Or Facebook in. I don't know what that means. We are live in the studio. The gang is here. Scott Blumenthal, Brad Ballard, myself. Jay's on the other side of the glass. Jacob is on his way out.
On his way out?
Yeah, he pulled an all-nighter.
Wow. Ouch.
Yeah. We were talking the other day. I don't remember the last time I pulled an all-nighter. On purpose.
We talked about it.
Yeah.
And I said, does a red-eye flight count? And
you said,
did you sleep?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Rehash.
We have a lot to get to today over the next 2 hours. Have we heard anything recently about what happened to Kawhi Leonard and his surgery? And I mean, has it just been hush?
Hush.
Are you asking that question to make a point?
Yeah, because I just saw an ad. Well, I just saw an ad that showed him, you know, dunking the ball,
right.
And it reminded me
that we haven't heard anything.
We
in
haven't
a long
heard
time.
Anything.
Yeah,
but he had a partial ACL surgery. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I thought you taught me that
there's no
such thing. Either it's torn or it's. Yeah,
it's a very rare.
What so,
thing?
So, the injury itself is rare.
Mm-hmm.
So normally when the ACL pops. All the fibers are gone.
Yeah.
And even on the one hand that I've seen true partial ACLs, what's left is not enough.
Well, functionally, it's,
yeah.
Functionally, it's an ACL tear.
Right. What's,
because it's not going to work.
Right. What's left is not enough. I mean, obviously, the full ACL wasn't enough.
Yeah.
Right.
So if you've got half an ACL, it's not enough. So the surgery is to take out the remaining half and put in a new one. So I was curious that we have not heard a thing. And the Tiger Woods camp.
I was about to say, you know what the next thing that
haven't heard a thing.
Up, Tiger Woods, yeah.
I wonder if they share the same agent. I don't know.
Who?
Tiger and Kawhi.
I'd love to know what's going on with Tiger, man.
But I think Tiger and Federer share the same agent. Federer's out now many months with his second, third, or fourth knee surgery.
Look, we've talked about these individual sports, how they can manage the message. So Federer, we're not going to know what he had done or why he's out for several months. Tiger, initially Harbor Hospital trauma, said way too much. In fact, all of us kind of raised an eyebrow. What? Did they actually tell us the number of screws in the plate? And then after that, nothing. And the Kawhi thing is the one that I found most puzzling, simply because there were way too many people involved. There was the entire LA Clippers organization and the trainers and then nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Crickets. Anyway, I was just curious. I don't know why I went there. It wasn't even on my list today.
Yeah, team sport PR different from individual sport PR.
Yeah.
And I'm curious as you're talking about this, because you mentioned two individual sport superstars, Federer and Woods, if they have the same agent. Do agents...
Oh, they control the message, 100%.
No. They control the message, but that's different than managing someone who's on a team. So do you have agents that really work with individuals versus guys who are on a team? Or, I mean, how does that work?
Yes, so... All the players on the Mavs had their own agent representing them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some players would share an agent. I mean, they agency, maybe.
Right.
But everybody has their own agent that does contracts and does publicity and that sort of thing. Well, the Mavs had a public relations person as well. And a press release would come from the team, not the individual. In the individual sports, the press release comes from the individual. So you don't have that second layer of, you know, and it's always, and I was involved in many of these press releases, it's always carefully worded. No structural damage, you know, but doesn't mean it was normal. It's that that's code for you're not going to know. We're not going to tell you.
We know, but you're not going to know the full story.
Anyway, this is Inside Sports Medicine. We do have a lot to get to. If you're new to the show, thank you. If you're a regular, thank you. Because we know that our 6 to 8 a.m. is a bit early for a lot of folks. I was shocked by how many people were on the road this morning. So there was a running club of at least 50 people.
Running. 5 this morning?
5:30 this morning. 50 people, they had flashlights on their chests and hat and heads and stuff, and running in the street, which irritated me, but, I mean, what are you going to do with 50 people? And
at 5 in the morning.
Yeah, I know. So there, I'm surprised by how many of you guys are up, and I'm also very, very pleased at how many medical people are listen to the show. Simply because you're on your way to make rounds, you're just getting off your shift. So 6 o'clock ends up working pretty well for medical folks.
Yeah. So I was thinking about this early morning runner thing. You know, I don't know about you. I like to work out before work.
Yeah.
And I feel better when I get that morning. And even though you don't, you kind of don't.
I can't.
I'd love to sleep another hour.
Sure.
But when I do, I feel great. Can't. Start the day, go to work.
100%.
You know, already kind of. The juice is flowing.
Remember, we've talked. So you and I are opposites on that. When you get up, you're an early riser. I am not. I don't do my surgery till 8:30 or 9. I just.
That's so European.
You say that.
Start late in Europe.
Yeah. At our hospital, everybody's clamoring for that 7 o'clock slot.
Oh, absolutely.
What? 7 o'clock? I'm still reading the paper.
No.
You still get the paper?
No, we quit getting the paper.
Yeah.
All right, quick little break, then we're going to come back. A lot more of Inside Sports Medicine. 888-787-1310. And by the way, I can see the callers today. Yay! 888-787-1310. This is Inside Sports Medicine. T.O. Suriel, Brad Ballard, Scott Blumenthal. Coming right back.